So today we have the IG report on Comey. And depending on who you talk to and what you're listening to would determine whether it was a successful report or it was a failure of a report. Either way, we end up with the same information that we had before the report came out. We already knew that the Department of Justice was not planning in any way whatsoever on doing anything as far as prosecution of James Comey for the release of these seven memos. We already knew that. The report coming out today does not change that information. We knew that's the direction they were going to go in. Now, the report itself, I've glanced through, I've looked through, I have not read it from page to page, cover to cover. Not yet, but I will. I'll sit down with it because it does have very valid information in it. It doesn't change the fact, the validity of what it was that Comey did in regards to these four documents. But the fact that the Department of Justice chose already not to prosecute him on the misuse of these documents, again, not a surprise. It's their prerogative to do this, and they're more than willing to do it. We knew this would be the case, and we have been told in the past that what they're doing is they're holding on for the larger cards, the more important things that are out there that involve Comey. So they don't want to get wrapped up in this minor violation, which is more ethics than it is anything else. It's a breaking of an internal code. Is it a breaking of a law? Well, it's a breaking, again, of code, procedures, their standards in which they follow. It does fall hand in hand with this idea that Comey is not entirely above board. And it just adds to his character flaws. Now, Comey's tweet today coming out talking about how, you know, there are some people that owe me an apology, but, you know, that would be nice. No, okay, the report did not say he wasn't guilty of doing things. The report just said that they decided they were not going to charge for these things that he did. Nobody owes this man an apology. Okay, he hasn't been exonerated from having committed these unethical acts. They just decided not to pursue them. It's not the same thing. You know, nobody owes him an apology. They weren't wrong when it comes to this event. He did something that he should not have done. He went against procedures that he should not have gone against. It is an ethical breach. And so all these comments that people were making that Comey has done wrong things, they're not wrong for having said that. They don't owe him an apology. The report did not come back and say, oh, he didn't do these things. They just said that they decided not to pursue it. There it is. And you could have your issues with the DOJ, just as I do, for many things. There are definitely still sections of the DOJ that do not follow through with slapping the wrist of their employees for things that they should have done. And this is decades old. We've seen time and time again where the Department of Justice does not adequately reprimand their people for doing things that are not ethical. And that's where this falls. And this particular issue is about ethics. Okay, he should not have left the office with any of those memos, regardless of when he turned them back in, regardless of what was in them. He should not have leaked this information to the media. He should not have leaked this information to friends. And what's funny is the report says that he didn't leak the information to the media. Well, technically, he didn't. What he did instead, and we knew this as well because we already have video of him saying this, he knew he couldn't leak it to the media because he said it would be total chaos. It would be bedlam to do that. And so instead, he leaks them to this friend of his who then leaks it to the media. And that was his workaround for that. So it's true. The report is stating he didn't leak it to the media because it is. He didn't leak it to the media. He leaked it to a friend who then leaked it to the media. He had a middleman in this whole process. But it doesn't change the lack of ethics that are there. He should not be leaking this information. Partially classified, entirely classified, not classified at all, redacted. None of that really matters. These documents weren't his to share, so he should not have shared them. Plain and simple. So it's an ethical issue. But here we are. We move on with it. The media are going to run with this. The left is going to run with this. And they're going to have this issue on this. And the right is probably going to... I really don't know what the right is really going to do with this. Because they have not understood the process of playing the game the same way the left does. They don't want to play it that way. They feel they shouldn't play it that way. And that's why they lose on a regular basis. The right does not play dirty ball. And as a result of that, the left gets to play dirty ball and gets by with it. Plain and simple. So there is an issue there. But there's not a thing we're going to be able to do about it at this moment, at this time, that's going to change anything. Now, what also happens today, you have an update on the Epstein court case. And, you know, it's been dramatic this week. We've had, you know, these dozens of people that that have come forward and have witnessed against Epstein, you know, post-mortem, as it would be. And then the judge, Judge Berman, comes out today and then formally dismisses the charge against Epstein, against this case. And this isn't really a surprise because the man's dead. It's kind of hard to carry on a case against a dead body. And so this is all figurative. It's all understood. Now, he could have dismissed this case the moment that Epstein committed suicide or whatever it is that happened to him, that when he passed. He could have chosen any point past that moment to have dismissed this case, but he allowed, Berman intentionally allowed these witnesses to come forward and to make their statements. And I think that from what we've seen from Berman in the past, I think that that is an intention of letting them see their day in court, letting the information be out there, because there are going to be continued investigations that will happen, charges that will continue to happen that are connected to conspirators, to people who were a part of his process, those other people that are guilty of these activities as well. Because in Ghislaine Maxwell's case, you can look at her and say not only was she lining up these girls for Epstein, but she was partaking in some of these sexual acts. There are accusations of her participating in the physical sexual abuse of these girls, as well as recruiting them for him. So she is definitely someone that is being looked at and can come forward. Now, the odds are, when it comes down to it, and it looks like she could be charged officially, she will probably talk, and she will probably talk loud and frequent, and she will probably name a lot of names. The odds are that's what will happen, because first of all, she doesn't have quite the same base behind her that Epstein did. Now, she'll be a risk for something happening to her. She'll be a risk for suicide, even though we know that she's not suicidal. All of that will continue on with her, but she's not. There's other figures in here. I think Berman knew this, and I think he allowed these women to come forward this week so that their stories could be out there, could get some press time, could get some video behind them, and you could begin to adjust to the reality that there are other women involved in all of this, so that when Maxwell is brought forward, or others are brought forward, we are familiar with these women, and they have been on record now, officially. And that's important. Putting them on record is important. It frees up other people to be put on record. And see, there's more models that have come out, more figures that have come out, more details about people. You've got Jean-Luc Brunel, who is now openly affiliated with this. You've got less and less people coming to the defense of Alan Dershowitz at this point. I'm beginning to notice that, and there is this feeling that maybe he really was actively involved in some of what was going on. And that's interesting. And he was Epstein's lawyer at the time. And so you do kind of have to wonder about some of those things, and you're noticing a distancing of other people from Dershowitz. So there may be that will happen. But again, more figures continue to come out, and it continues to grow. So what happened today is not an end of any ends whatsoever. It is an end of a trial against a man who cannot defend himself. Post-mortem defense, it just doesn't work, right? So don't lose faith in whether justice is going to happen for these women. And don't get the feeling that the case of Epstein is closed, because it's not. There are still estate issues. There's still investigations into his death. There are, again, his co-conspirators in these things that took place or allegedly took place as well. So the story is far from being over, and we know that Epstein is a centerpiece to a lot of other things that are going on. So stay faithful to it. Don't give up on this. I do believe that these people will see more days in court, and I think justice will prevail overall with this. And I think you're going to see more people implicated weekly on this. And it's a slow drip process, and I know that. Right now, with 8chan being down, and we've been told that it probably will not come up any earlier than September 5th, and part of that is because they've got their hearing date that is set, and we'll see. And it may be that they are allowed to come back online after September 5th. That's kind of the implied thing that's been thrown out there by the 8chan folks. And we'll see. But with it being down, of course, you know that there is no fresh Q posts. And that makes some people antsy. It makes them fidgety. Would you be this antsy or fidgety if 8chan was up and we still had not heard from Q? See, at least you have a reason right now not to hear from Q. But things are continuing to develop. Things are continuing to happen. Nothing is falling apart. Nothing is falling dead. Despite how it may feel, that is not the case. This is a long-going process. And it's not any different today than it was yesterday. Pre this latest IG report. Or anything. It's all right there. Now, for those people that are new to this process as far as following me and hearing anything that's going on, you're just coming into this game late. And I know that. And one of the things that is important to understand is that I will be talking a great deal about Q. And there are new listeners that do not know about Q, don't understand about Q. And I'm not going to use this podcast at this moment to explain all of that, but I will say that if you go into my IG account, if you go into Patriots Fight Media, you will find in my IGTV, you will find part one of Understanding Q that I've put together. I'm almost finished with part two of that. And that has been kind of streamlining in a particular direction, and that's been the delay, is deciding how I want, what sections of the Q information that I want to focus on. So I will be submitting that here in the next day or so, and it again will appear as part of my IGTV. It will appear as part of my YouTube channel as well. So you'll be seeing that happen, and it will further explain. But if you're brand new, don't know what Q is, go out there to the Instagram IGTV and find my part one of Understanding Q, and it will explain that portion of everything. Now, as far as everything else is concerned, I will remind you, I am an independent when it comes to politics. I am conservative when it comes to the way that I research and view things in the real world. And so I am a strong proponent of thinking things through rationally and trying to come to your decision base on facts rather than emotions. And a lot of what's going on right now, that's exactly why I said what I said just a moment ago. Do not get caught up in the emotional reaction of the Epstein case or the IG report or James Comey and whether he is or is not justified in being exonerated from prosecution on these emails. The emails are not the main issue. There's so much more that goes on here. And so you have to ask yourself, what is important here? What's the real prosecution that needs to be established? And I don't think that these emails, these memos, are the big fish for Comey. I just don't. I don't buy it. There are so many other things. Just like you look at, you know, there are people that want to prosecute some of these politicians out there, and they want to focus so heavily on certain figures, and you just have to understand, they're not all going to be prosecuted. They're not all going to have their day in court. Some of them will disappear. Some of them will retire. Some of them will die. In the end, the point is, they are no longer affecting people. Epstein, same way. Does not matter what has actually happened to this man, whether he's suicided, whether he was murdered, whether he's locked up somewhere, whether he's been given a witness protection program. None of that matters. The important element to all of this is that he is no longer available to molest girls. That's the key. That's the important element here. The rest of it doesn't matter. So don't get caught up on the wrong things. Don't center on the wrong things here. A man who we know for decades abused young underage girls, several dozen, if not hundreds of them, had an entire portion of his company established just to recruit underage girls. We know that this exists. We know that it's there. We know this guy's evil. And we know that he is no longer available to spread that evil anymore. That's the key. There's your good ending. Okay? There it is. You don't have to have anything else happen to this man in order for you to feel content with the result. But they're not all going to come to the same end. They're not all going to face the same prosecution in the same way. It's just not going to work that way. And you're going to have to find a way to sleep at night knowing that that's how it's going to go down. And there are people on both sides of the aisle. There are people in all circumstances around the world that have committed things that they need to be found guilty on. But they're not all going to be found guilty. They're not all going to face their day in court. And you're going to have to be okay with that. Okay, are there people that I would like to see prosecuted? Absolutely. Are there people on a higher list? Absolutely. There are some that I am going to have a very hard time with if they slip through the cracks. But it takes time. It takes a great deal of time. And for those of you that have been listening to me for a long time, you know that my history on the problems I have with some of these figures goes back decades. See, I don't look at the Clintons and look at anything in the recent, in the last 2-3 years or whatever. I don't look at the 2016 election as an issue. That's not why I have an issue with the Clintons. I go back. I even go back before 2009 and her Secretary of State years. I go back to Arkansas when I go back to the Clintons and I look at the things that they did in those days that they got by with. And they got by with them then because Bill was the governor, and then he went from being the governor to being in the White House. Of course he's protected. Naturally he's protected. It's going to be very hard to implicate the President of the United States. And they did. They went in. They did an impeachment. He was found guilty of counts of impeachment. Not in the areas that we wanted to see. But you have to ask yourself, would the nation be standing strong if the President of the United States had been indicted to such a level that he saw prison time? What would that have done to the United States? What would that have done to not only our reputation, but our ability to work with each other as a united nation? Same thing can be said about Obama. Same thing can be said about Bush. Both Bushes. I mean, if you've been around long enough, you know I have no love for H.W. Bush, no love for W. Bush, I have no love for Bill Clinton. And it's not any new. And I have there's a level of respect that I wish that I could have had for Obama that I just don't have. And there's just too many things that grew under his watch that could have been stopped that weren't. And the fact that we're also dealing with some of the things that we're dealing with today, we're dealing with a corrupt FBI that was doing things, investigating one side of issues instead of both sides of issues under Obama's watch. And he not only allowed it to happen, he was complicit in some of the things, the emails being one example of that. Okay. Now, do I put Obama at the same level as I put the Bushes or the Clintons when it comes to death counts? No, I don't. I don't have any reason to look at the Obama administration, to look at Obama himself and say that this man was guilty of people dying under his watch, meaning that he had a death count list, a body count list. I can't say that. I don't show signs of that. Okay. Could he have curtailed some of the things that happened? Yes. Should he have? Yes. But he didn't. But I don't hold him to the same level of accountability as far as body count kind of stuff as I do the Bushes and the Clintons. I just don't. I just don't have the same problems with him that I have had with the administrations right before him. So that is where I differ from many conservatives. And that's one of the reasons why I guess I don't call myself a Republican, that I'm an independent, because I don't hold true to all of that. Of course, also, you have to understand, what did I just say? I don't hold Democratic President Obama to the same level of scrutiny and have the same level of issues with him that I had with Democratic President Clinton and Republican presidents, Bush 41 and Bush 43. There you go. I'm independent. I had problems with both parties, and I had problems particularly with certain families. And I wish that the Obama legacy could be one of uniting people, but it wasn't. It could have been, but it wasn't. And that, I think, overall will be a big problem. But I think also will be a problem is his looking the other way when it came to Hillary Clinton. And I think that if anything shoots him in the foot, it will be that. I think his being complicit, along with the other members of the administration being complicit in her email use, is a problem. Do I think it is something that will dismantle Obama's legacy as a president? No, I don't. Do I feel that his presidency needs to be removed from history, so to speak? No, I don't. I have a problem with the Bushes. I have a problem with the Clintons. I have a problem with them because they're connected with each other as well. I have a problem with the Bushes going back into the Kennedy assassination. Their history goes way back. So there's a lot to be said negatively about the Bush family, the Bush legacy. Jeb Bush is a crook, plain and simple. And so there's a lot there in that family. The Clintons, they're deadly to get to know. You make a deal with the devil when you make a deal with the Clintons. And you see that. History has proven this. How many times have people been days away from testifying in court against something about the Clintons and they've turned up dead? I mean, really, honestly. It's ridiculous to assume that there's not some kind of a direct connection there. It really is. Are the Clintons guilty of attempting to assassinate a president? No, I don't see that. But you can't say that about the Bush family. Uh, And unfortunately, what you can say about the Obama administration is that they were complicit in an attempt to discredit or remove a president-elect and then a president with Trump. And I still get people who want to make the argument, and they want to make you feel guilty because you support President Trump. We should support our presidents. Administratively, I don't have an issue with Trump. With his boldness in the way that he says things, I don't really have a problem with that either. You cannot question the fact that he tells you how he thinks. He tells you what he thinks about things, how he feels. He shares it with you. He is transparent when it comes to that. Now, you may not like what you hear, but you cannot doubt the fact that he's telling you how he feels. But Trump does not have a body count. You know, he does not have the history of attempting to assassinate presidents. This we could verify. This we know. He doesn't have that history. And the only reason so many people dislike Trump now is because they've been told to dislike him. Before he started running for office in 2015, before he announced, people loved Trump. They liked his brashness. They liked his style of doing things. They cared for him. They wanted to be in photos with him. They liked him. I mean, come on. Let's get rid of the fact that Obama himself wrote in an early memoir that Trump was the kind of man that everybody wanted to become. They've all had their moments with each other. The Clintons liked to be seen around Trump. The Bushes like to be seen around Trump. All of these figures that are up there in Washington like to be seen around Trump until he ran for office. And the funny thing is if he had run as a Democrat, if he could have actually created a platform that the Democrats would have accepted and had run as a Democrat, he would have won. I think he would have beat Hillary and he would have won the presidency as a Democrat, and we would have a Democratic President Trump. I do believe that. The problem was, is that Trump did the same thing that Reagan did and many others did. They left the Democratic Party because Trump at one time was that Democratic figure. He has family members that are still Democratic figures. But here's what the deal is. They are Kennedy Democrats. Just like Reagan was a Kennedy Democrat. And when the Democrats shifted and became more socialist in their methods, these people that had been Kennedy Democrats left the Democratic Party. They walked away and they became Republicans. Hence Reagan becoming a Republican. And then people now refer to Reagan Republicans as a different breed. And I see that. See, I would be, if I was a Republican today, I would be a Reagan Republican, or I would be a Trump Republican. I would not have been a Bush Republican. And I think there are Democrats today that would not want to be a Clinton Democrat, but they would call themselves a Kennedy Democrat. To this day, they would do it. And see, there are many people that forget that Trump was very good friends with John F. Kennedy Jr. He cared a great deal about the Kennedy family in the way that they ran the White House and the way that they ran business in that regard. Now, there were some crooked things with the Kennedys, and you can fault Trump for that if you want to see that and say, well, what do you think about these things that the Kennedys did? And test him on it. That's fine. Now, today, though, you could say, well, they were Democrats. He's a Republican. But he's a Republican not like the previous Republican was in office. and the Republican before him, and the vice president Republican before him. So you've got to allow yourself the acknowledgement that we're no longer dealing with parties. We're dealing with personalities. We're dealing with ethics. We're dealing with who has the right thoughts in mind for saving America from being destroyed. Not nuclearly, morally, economically. Okay, I think that Hillary Clinton would have been an extension of President Obama's presidency, and there are some people that would say, yes, that's what we wanted. Well, let's take a good look at that, though. The stock market was not in good shape. That would have been an extension of open borders. And the irony here is that people keep forgetting that statistically, Obama's administration actually deported far more people than Trump's has. Not just in numbers, but in percentages. But this is that age-old game that gets played. The party that's not in power does things to set the party that is in power up and then points fingers at them and says, see what's wrong? You need us in office. It's an age-old problem. But it's solvable. The current Democratic Party has a problem because they're loaded up with socialists. And those people do not have an America with a legacy in mind. They just don't. They want to change it completely. And they do not represent what the Democratic Party has represented in the past. The Republicans have a problem. Because they either need to become true Republicans or they need to drop out and become Democrats. And I made this comment, I guess it was about a year ago, where I believe that we're approaching kind of a third party concept. Where we've got Republicans, we've got Democrats, and we've got socialists. And there are Republicans and Democrats that need to both look at themselves and come to the realization that they either are socialist or they're not socialist. If they are socialist, then leave the Republican Party, leave the Democratic Party, and just establish a socialist party. Just come out and say it and do it from both sides of the aisle. And let's go back to old school Republicans and old school Democrats. Please. Good luck, though, on seeing whether that actually happens or not. We don't know. But that is where I come to my conclusion. This is the end of my rant for the one evening. And so I just simply tell you, if you're new to this, understand where I'm coming from. That's why part of why I ranted just then. If you don't understand Q, go out there, go to my IGTV, watch the first video. Yes, it's about 40 minutes long, but if you want to understand Q, it will teach you about Q. And then within the next couple of days, I'll drop part two, and you'll get a deeper understanding, more recent understanding, and we'll continue on with there. If you're old school, don't lose heart, don't lose faith. Don't give up on any of this. Everything is going well. Everything is going according to plan. And you need to trust the plan that's going on out there. The right people are in charge. And there's a army of millions of us that are out there that are keeping track of everything that's going on and trying to maintain a level head. So you do the same and you rest easy at night and continue to continue to pray that the right figures are in the right places at the right time. All right. Until next time, where we go one, we go all. God bless.